Welcome to Mindset in the Making with Rachel Josefina, a podcast where we talk about spirituality, perfectionism, and the dance and theater industry. I am on a mission to eliminate hustle mentality and show you that you are worthy of your deepest desires and have the power to create a life you actually enjoy. Just by pushing play today, you are already doing something incredible for your life. Let's keep that momentum going and get into this week's episode. Hello, everyone. This is a bonus episode and you are in for a treat. Suzanne and I are back talking about the Choosing to Rise Artist Workshop that is happening in 1 week, less than a week, on Saturday, April 30th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. We are coming together via Zoom and we are talking about the power of focus. So in this episode, Suzanne and I dive into why we chose this topic, why it's so important to focus on your focus, and really why you should be there, why you should be at this workshop, this afternoon of personal development designed specifically for the performing artist who is looking to grow a community, who is looking to change from the inside out and therefore change the industry from the inside out. So if that is you, you definitely want to be at this workshop. All right, enjoy this conversation.
That is the topic of the workshop that we're holding on the 30th of April together online. You can sign up at any given point. Like, please, it's $15. It is not going to break your bank. And if that's the case, then let's talk on a different way and how you can increase your salary. So you chose focus. And I'm just going to circle right back to you. Why are we talking about focus?
Yeah, I think that, first of all, when I was writing down all the different topics that we could talk about, they were endless. Like, I'm so excited to just continue these workshops. But there was something about when I wrote down the power of focus, and I immediately had this draw to it. And I wanted to cancel the whole list and just say that that's what we were doing. And for me personally, that's been something that I've really been working on, is tuning into my intuition and allowing it to really draw me towards what's lighting me up. So that's like number one, is I just immediately was so taken by the power of focus. I was like, we definitely need to talk about this. And it's quite appropriate in my life at the moment that we're talking about this, because it's what's getting me through a difficult time. Like, I am having a lot of sadness and a lot of grief, and I am choosing where I'm focusing, therefore allowing myself to create my own experience, which is, I think, the most important thing with focus, is that where you focus is what your experience is. And that's not to say that you're going to spiritually bypass or negate anything that's negative that's happening. But as you'll talk about, is like, there's science that backs it up, that what you focus on expands. So when you're intentionally choosing your focus, you're intentionally choosing your experience in life. And there's nothing more powerful than that. And especially as performing artists, we're really told what to focus on so often. We're told that there's no jobs. We're told that there's not enough time. We're told there's not enough money. Like, we're told all these things. And the more that we focus on these lies and these limiting beliefs, that's what our experience is going to be. And that's why we're seeing the industry is so focused on surviving and being and starving, and is not making any money and is not getting enough of anything. So I think it's just so important to start with us as an individual, because I've seen in my own life, until you decide it's enough, until you really choose your focus, you're not going to see anything different on the outside. And that's what I think, you know, we're looking for, is to change from the inside out. And so for me, focus is just so important. And there's so much to learn. There's so many skills for us to impart on anyone who comes to this workshop.
That's basically it. We don't talk anymore about anything else, because I think you've got it all covered.
No way.
I think what was so beautiful in our live that we did this morning was that we figured it out, the focus. I think we do know how to focus. I know that we're don't really consciously focusing or are really aware what our focus creates. And mm-hmm. that is what we're shifting. Focus is one of the most powerful and overlooked tools anybody can implement. It is very simple. Now, we're not saying it's easy, yet it is very simple. And even if it's really focused work within like a 5-minute span, it sounds hideous, however it works. Like if you look at the work that is being done in a studio, right? Like in any kind of performing artists and how rehearsals are structured and performances and where the focus goes, it goes everywhere. You're leaking energy anywhere and everywhere. And we're looking at survival, not thriving. We're looking at, okay, we have to cram in at least 5 rehearsals in one day to make the output of money worth. But that is not focused work. That is just throwing spaghettis at the wall and see what's going to stick and what not. So if we were actually to hone in and take science as a backer-upper in our work and really actually leaning into science and opening those questions up and opening that door and saying, hey, these people really truly know what they're talking about and we can use their knowledge to improve our work over here, which starts with focus, really truly, not focusing on what has been done for the past half a century. But let's see where else we can focus and maybe we can create more of. But that would shift perhaps the power structure in arts organizations, right? It would perhaps completely shift the industry. And I mean, we're seeing it with like electric cars and gas cars, like that is already shifting the power. And how much more is it going to shift the power? And I think that's where the real true core of fear lays, is that certain people, certain structures are going to collapse and others will rise. So this is why your focus determines the quality of your life. That's why mm-hmm. you get to create your own life. Like whatever you're focusing on is what you're going to get back in your life. And we don't believe that because we don't believe that we're powerful like that. True. Yeah. Like I didn't. Like the first yeah. thing I heard about that is like, me, I get to choose. What? Are you kidding me? Why has nobody told me ever? Right.
Yeah. And I think like changing the focus you were saying, and you talked about on the live, the like your brain and the filter that you have is like changing the question from what has been, right? What we've been doing to what could be, like immediately opens up that filter and allows your focus to be expanded onto new possibilities. That was just like the one thing that really came to me as you were talking about that, of we're constantly focusing on what has happened and thinking that the past creates the future, which honestly I think is another, it's a lie and it's getting in the way, right? We're focusing on what has happened before. Even as an actor, like in my BFA program, or even as if you're trying to be a TV and film actor, you're told, okay, find someone and find someone's career that you really love and then imitate that career. Like find a career that's already happened so that you can then do that. So then all you're doing is focusing on the way someone else has shown up in their life and focusing on the jobs that they've gotten instead of focusing on yourself and focusing on what you want so that you actually can create a life that's going to feel good and feel successful and feel fulfilling because it's yours. Like we've literally been told to focus on the wrong things.
Right, right. Isn't that true? We've been told yeah. to focus on everything outside. We've mm-hmm. been taught to focus on pleasing the industry or whoever makes that industry up. And we were told to focus on fitting in the box and finding seats at those tables versus building our own. And right. I think this is the time, I mean, you talk on TikTok about this all the time, about how much the focus is on how hard this audition seasoning is, right? Mm-hmm. Why? Like, that's just what you hear. This is what you focus on. You can switch that in a moment by saying, hey, what if? it actually wouldn't be? What would it look like? What would it feel like? And we're underestimating that power. And what was it? There's somehow today it came in that performing artists have been created like little worker bees, you know, like this powerless, easy, movable part of society that doesn't know their own power. And if we only would step into that, oh goodness, the world that we could create. And I think I know that is our mission, to make you believe that you possess that power. And one way on how you can tap back into your God-given power is by focusing on the right thing, not on the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm. And the right thing is going to be different for everyone.
Yeah.
But okay. You're totally right. Like the wrong thing to focus on is what everyone else is saying about you to you, right? The right thing to focus on is everything that you're saying about yourself. And then noticing, like, is that true? Does that make you excited? Also, welcome the ice cream truck. right? Feels like summer. But an analogy came up for me is we are trying to focus on all these little tiny things, trying to micromanage our life rather than potentially focusing on one overarching thing that's going to help us, which is really like that number one key thing to become a manifesting master, which we're going to tell you in this workshop on April 30th. And if you want to find out, you need to be there. But something that I was thinking of is like how to tie that back into dance and artistry. And it's like, imagine you're in the center and you're doing an adage and you have everything that you need to focus on your body, right? You have to focus on your standing leg. You have to focus on your turnout. You have to focus on your ribs. You have to focus on your breathing, your shoulders back, your head is up. Like you're also focusing on adding breath into the movement. You're also focusing on your epaulement. Like there's so many things that you are focusing on. And when you try to micromanage every single part of your body, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Like it looks bad. It feels bad. You don't get it right. Like it just doesn't work. Rather than focusing on like one thing of like being connected to the music or telling a story or just the breath, like whatever it is, because once you've put in the work of building the skills, right? Once you trust your body, you're allowing yourself to just like act. You have to trust that you know what to do. And instead of focusing on the micromanaging of what you're doing in your life, of like what song you're singing at the audition or how many times you're posting on social media or whatever it is that's like doesn't actually matter, there's a big overarching thing of like, how do you want it to feel? What do you want it to look like? Like these big overarching questions is really the thing to focus on.
I think it's the thing to focus on in the beginning, like when we're so lost, when everything just feels like I am going the wrong way, like what's happening right now within the performing arts, right? And I think that's one of the reasons because people don't know really what to focus on anymore. The focus goes everywhere. Energy leaks every second out of somewhere, somewhat. And that has to do because companies don't have visions. They don't have milestones. They don't have key performance indicators in place. Like all of these things that we talk on a daily basis that are so imperative that the micro focus does matter at the end of the day. Like you can have that big focus for sure. And you need to know the little focuses that will get you that big picture of it, that I know exactly what you mean. Like,
yeah.
The example that you use, like you get overwhelmed. You just can't, it's impossible for our brain to manage all of that. And then focusing on the feeling rather on the tiny little things. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You wouldn't tell a basic beginner who's just learning ballet how just focus on the breath and don't think about the technique at all. Yeah. Right. But like once we get to a place of really trusting that we've put in the work, that we've built the skills up, right? Like you do at some point have to remember that it's your artistry. And I think that with like not knowing what to focus on and having the energy leak, I think it's so much that we're, again, looking for everything on the outside. We're really looking to what is everyone else saying, and we're not realizing that we have the power to just decide what we want to focus on. Like, we're waiting for someone to tell us what to focus on rather than just taking it within ourselves and asking ourselves and answering the question of like, what's going to be useful for me to focus on? And then just try it, because you're never going to know. And so that's why we're holding this workshop, truly, is because we're creating this safe space where everyone gets to learn about how truly focus works in your brain, and a chance where you get to just sit in this space with a community that's going to support you as you begin to just decide what you want to focus on and try it out and see what happens, because we're never going to know until we try. We can think and think and think until we're dead, but until we actually try it, we'll never know if it's going to work.
Beautifully said. And with that, I want to round today up. There was a very beautiful, it's a spiritual teacher, and he said, nothing will change until you change your focus. So when you change your focus, you will figure out different things in your life, and your life will change. So come and join us. Literally, we have the best time happening on April 30th on a Saturday morning. Have your coffee. You can show up in your PJs if you want to. And if this is not for you, then go share with somebody who could really help this. You know, we as a performing artist community, I believe it's our time to rise. It's our time to shine. It's our time to take our power back and create the change that we so badly want to see in the industry. Again, change your focus, change your world.
All right. I hope you all enjoyed that conversation. And if you are so fired up the way that I am, make sure to click the link in the show notes, sign up, register, get your ticket for the Choosing to Rise Artist Workshop that is happening on Saturday, April 30th from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern time via Zoom. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you have access to this community, and energy flows through everywhere, even through a computer. Like, the way that we connect with everyone who comes and attends these workshops is mind-blowing. So don't think that just because it's on Zoom, you're not going to connect the same way that you would in person. It is so worth it, and you are so worth the $15. So make sure to click the link in the show notes and get your ticket today. Yay! I'm so excited. And as always, remember, no matter where you are, no matter how you feel, you always have a choice. Thank you so much for listening to Mindset in the Making. Every single listen counts, and I so appreciate it. If you have not already, please rate and review this podcast and make sure to share it with a friend. The more people that listen to these conversations means the more people can be having these mindset shifts, these energetic shifts, and the more we see the change from the inside out on an individual level, the more we will see that change happen on a macro level in the entire industry. So be part of the change, share it with a friend, take a screenshot, put it on your story on social media, and let us know what you got out of this. And then come to the workshop. All right. Until next week.